It's Des, and as your partner for good, Health Partners and Park Nicollet know that words matter, especially when it comes to mental health. I'm here with Peter Van Duzarts, Health Partners Director of Behavioral Health in the St. Croix Valley. Peter, let's talk about how words matter.
Talking about mental health can feel uncomfortable, and that's okay. You don't have to be an expert to talk about it. Anybody can talk about it. The most important thing you can do when someone opens up to you is to say something. Silence is one of the most dangerous words.
Can you give us some examples of what to say?
First, you need to listen and be kind. It's not your job to fix a mental health concern for others, but you can respond with helpful language such as, "Thanks for opening up to me. How are you feeling today? You don't have to go through this alone."
Thank you, Peter. Let's make it okay to talk about mental health and illness so everyone feels safe and empowered. Learn more at makeitokay.org by Health Partners.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
I can only bring this up because my wife does not listen to the podcast. She keeps saying, "Oh, that's right. I have to download the podcast. I have to remember to listen to that." But I know she's not listening to it. And this is a direct conversation I have to ask you, Des.
Okay.
As a wife. If Taylor, because he travels for work every once in a while, right? So you guys are away for a amount of time. So over the next month, my wife's not really going to be in the Twin Cities area. She's going to stay in Milwaukee, get her house all set up there to sell, and then move up here. She made a request that I don't do any manscaping while we're apart.
What? Why?
Why would he need to manscape?
Why would I need to manscape if she's not here? Because I should be the only one that would see any of that. Now, I...
Okay.
I find that it's very uncomfortable to not, right?
That's what I was going to say. Right. Why do you want a big poof?
Right.
Why it's you a month. Me? It's not going to go that big in a month. What are you, like
a former 70? Take a lot of testosterone. If you don't know. What? I feel like you're just waiting to...
No, I have a girlfriend and we never have sex, but I still manscape because I like to feel... I like it.
Didn't she get mad at you a couple weeks back when you came over for the first basketball game because he showered before he left?
Oh, yeah.
And then went to Costco and sweat himself silly in like 20 minutes getting all the stuff they needed and then went back home and showered and went to bed.
Yeah.
And she's
that is questionable. That is questionable.
No, because...
A little bit. It is a little suspicious.
No,
I mean, I know
explain.
It's not, but it sounds a little strange.
First of all, I would never, ever cheat. You guys know that. But I woke up, and I always shower when I wake up, right? And then I went to Crisco's, and then afterwards, I went to Costco, and it was 5:45 when I got there, and they close at 6. So I was running through the store, pushing it, and I went through everywhere.
You said that, but you're 135 pounds. There's no way you worked up a sweat.
137.
137 pounds. There's no way you worked up a sweat going up and down the aisles of Costco.
Oh, I could.
Yeah, are you kidding? How would
I'm not 137 pounds.
I walked
though.
In a ginger base and was sweating the other day. I'm like,
I was sweating. It was a hotter, it was a nice day out, sunny. So
well, if you're in a hurry, you're stressed. And
it was sunny in Costco?
No, I mean, like my car was hot because Costco's, Costco's 2 minutes from Crisco's and it's 2 minutes from my house. Anyway, I ran home and then I was getting ready for bed and I hate just that feeling of feeling icky before bed, icky, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was just going to wash my face and then I was like, I might as well just get in the shower because I don't want to like, whenever I wash my face, I just bend over in the shower and just take the nozzle hose and just like wash my face or whatever. But
you spray your whole face in the shower when you wash it? That's...
Yeah, typically I'll like do my hair and my head. And then, but I end up getting like my whole upper body wet. So I was like, I might as well just hop in the shower. And then she's like, why are you, just showered? Like, what are you, anyway, yeah, she was a little sketched out by that. But
so back to Marie.
Yeah.
And your hairy balls.
And all so, your hairiness. Is she like, I mean, is she like legit like, okay, that's, I need that. So then I'm not worried.
Yeah, she's like, I feel like that's an... Why would you need to do that if I'm not there? But the funny part is, I'm like, you have laser hair removal. So in the whole time I've known her, she's never had...
Right.
Probably too much information for people to know about my
probably
wife.
Probably like, wait a minute.
That's
but I'm
great.
Just saying, and I had laser hair removal too, just not there.
Right.
Oh.
In the
I mean,
special
disappointed over that
area.
Pinch? She's like, oh.
Kind of. I mean, if I could get laser hair removal, I would remove my fro from my nuts.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Des, you've done the laser hair removal. Here's always been my theory with it, that you can take a rubber band and snap me in the back, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what it kind of feels like. It feels it like does, being like, snapped with a rubber band. Yeah. And I can deal with that. Now do that on your gones, and it's a little different world. Well, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that.
On a nightly basis, pretty much.
So Ben's you'd love it.
He just flicks his sack over and over and over again. He's like, oh.
See, to me, it's you do it, and it's quick, though. You like, it's like a, it's not great, and they can numb it these days, but I'm too much of a hurry. I'm like, I don't want it numbed. Just do it.
No.
All right, so are you going to Manscaped, or are you not?
Yes, I feel like that. She was kind of kidding, I think, but I'm like, I still am going, why would you even say that? That's
Great. Well, nice.
If anybody's going to cheat, it's going to be her.
And Wes.
And she's already, like, scaped down there.
Yeah, so she's good.
Oh, wow. Question.
Yes, sir.
Do you shave your butthole?
Oh, why is it always back
and
to
if
buttholes?
So, because
with you?
That, I don't know. Back to the buttholes. I should make a movie. Anyway, maybe a porno. Anyway,
what else would it be? Who's gonna go see that? Know. Hey, the wide open release of do you shave your butthole?
Anyway, because I feel like it's much harder and inconvenient to shave the hole than the other places.
Dude, the things you think of.
Mm-hmm. But do you not agree?
I mean,
you for sure don't shave your butthole.
Well, I can't reach my butthole, so thanks for bringing that up. So,
and he doesn't, like, nobody's seeing his butthole.
Well, I just show your butthole to a lot of people. I'm sorry.
Only on Saturday nights.
I'm going to get a flag for Dez's boat, because I saw one at a campground. I wanted to get it for my camper. My wife refuses to let me. She says, show me your butthole flag. I'm like, I want to get that for your boat when you guys go down the river.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
I'd be afraid that people would.
That's for sure. She's like, I don't want people at campgrounds to show me anything like that.
You'd for sure get one every so often.
Do you know where a great place to camp is, though?
I do. Duluth.
Yes, it is. And please don't show anything there.
Ever.
It's family friendly. There are great places to stay in Duluth. Like you can do a bed and breakfast with your lover.
And you can show whatever you want in the bed.
In the bed and breakfast. I'm sure it's seen its fair shares of meals. But it's a good thing. You can get it all set up. They have so many awesome restaurants. So many different things you can plan your trip around. And just the scenery alone of Duluth.
Summer is just even cooler in Duluth. I mean, the water, the beaches, all the restaurants, the breweries. There truly is just something for everyone. Shop down there, Canal Park. It's just such a blast. Go to visitduluth.com. You can plan your visit. And, I mean, I'm jealous. Take us with you. We want to go to Duluth.
Yeah.
Should we go to Duluth?
Of course. Should
Let's go to Duluth.
My gosh.
This road trip.
Oh my.
It is a fun place to shop.
Be
it
so
is.
So fun.
Yeah, it would.
Gosh. Let's go to Duluth. Okay, it's a plan.
I think if you're bringing Pidge, though, do you know what he travels with? Crisco told me this yesterday. Yes, he always travels. I mean, that's not really traveling. It just comes with you everywhere you go, Des. Yeah. But Crisco tells me yesterday about what Pidge like rolls around with now.
Oh, dude, it is. First of all, you left it at my house. And you left your pullover for the Timberwolves at my house. It's just sitting on the couch.
You should wear it tomorrow.
Secondly, I should have brought it back. Sorry. Secondly, you know what you travel with. So we had to talk Saturday and come up with a game plan of food. And as we're sitting
here. Oh, yeah, I did. I was looking for that yesterday.
Oh, my God. What is it?
And it got left out. So you just had to wash it out and do whatever.
No,
so
I'll
we're
still
sitting
use it.
There. No, do not. Des, we're sitting there. And all of a sudden, we decide we're going to get Domino's. And we get pizza. And we have pizza bites. And we're sitting here. And all of a sudden, the game's getting going. And we're intense. And I just see Pidge over here unscrewing a lid on a mason jar filled with Parmesan grated cheese.
What?
And he's going, oh, you want some? And I'm like, we have Parmesan cheese at my house.
What?
And so he brought like half full jar of grated Parmesan cheese. And he looks at me like, oh, that's rude of me. I'm sorry. Did you want any grated
Is this a special brand? Like, what are you traveling with a jar of
Parmesan
for?
This is, we get pizza apparently every time I come over to Crisco's. And I love pizza by itself, but 10 times as more with Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, I'm with you there, but I've never like brought my own Parm to a party.
Just asked me.
I know, and I don't look like
a guy who doesn't eat Parmesan cheese?
You look like a guy who has a perfectly stocked Parm fridge.
I find it weird, though, that Domino's also doesn't have Parmesan cheese that they can give you there. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It is a little weird, yeah.
I don't know.
It's stupid, but...
Yeah, but anyway, so you travel with your own.
I felt great, too, because with his couch, I'm in, like, my own little corner, and I have pockets and everything, so I'm filling up the pockets with my stuff.
Oh,
and
my.
And Crisco looks at me, and he goes, is that Parmesan cheese? And I go, yeah, you want some? He just goes, gosh, I love you.
Yeah, that is special. But there's something weird going on with Parmesan cheese right now.
What?
Because I am driving along in my car, and I noticed this little packet of something on the floor, on the passenger side, like where your feet would go. I'm like, what is that? I get out and go over on the other side to pick it up. It's a little tiny packet of Parmesan cheese.
Oh.
I have not gotten anything that would have Parmesan cheese recently.
Did the kids?
No, I would be the one buying it for them in my car. Did they roll in and get some...
And a meatball hoagie. What's going on there?
I have an Italian ghost around me because it's the one that steals pizza cutters. It's happened when in my haunted house in Grey Cloud. We'd buy a new one, it would disappear. Buy a new one, disappear. When we moved to our new house.
Do you think you left it in the boxes and accidentally threw it away?
No. These are ones that are brand new that I'd get. And it's happened again. We now are down to zero pizza cutters.
Just have the rocker knife.
I have that. Yeah. That's the only one that doesn't go because it's specifically a pizza cutter, like a roller. But then this Parmesan cheese now is just randomly, a ghost is leaving it.
And she's had pizza cutters go, or pizza cutters, right, go missing. And then at the end of her driveway, there it was.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, she's had psychics tell her it's her brother messing with her, pranking her,
a funny prank.
But it's so now because it's gone again. But it just made me think, would it be my brother with this Parmesan cheese packet? And then weird that you brought your own. Was that Saturday? Because that's when I found mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something fishy going on
here. So back to what you said, to throw it away. You can leave Parmesan out. They do it at Italian restaurants all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't need to go in a fridge.
Do not throw it away.
Now I'm just going
to throw it away. No, you should just bathe yourself in it. Like,
so mean.
Then the best part was, Pidge left my house. You should have seen it. Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
He thought... that he was a curse. So Pidge gets there and the Timberwolves are winning 18-4.
Yeah.
Okay. Pidge gets down there and it now becomes where the Denver Nuggets take the lead.
Oh.
And so Pidge is like, it's me. I it's me. So he keeps like doing this thing where he'll go in my other room by the bathroom and shut the door and he'll go, what's happening? Oh, are they winning?
Oh my God.
What's going on? But I'm not kidding you. I always thought it was the Crisco curse. Mm. Dez, he walks out of the room. His favorite player is Naz Reid. One of his favorite players is Naz Reid. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he walks out of the room. The Timberwolves steal the ball. Naz Reid slams the ball. And I'm like...
And Naz Reid had been awful for the... Till that moment.
So then he goes away and he goes to the bathroom. I'm like, you're being ridiculous. He goes again. Now, not having to go to the bathroom, just stepping out of the room, leaving Wes. And I bleep you not, they went on a 7-0 run against Denver. And I'm like, then he tells me in some things we send to each other during the weekend, he tells me I haven't turned on one Twins game the entire 12-game winning streak until yesterday. He turned it on, watched some of it. Guess what? Streak over.
See, and I was going to take credit for it because I listened to some of it on the radio while I was driving yesterday, too.
How dare you?
I know.
Have you listened to any of the streak?
I haven't.
You haven't?
Me either. I haven't. Maybe. See, but here's my defense to that. Because I don't want to be the curse, but I might be.
You're the pitch plague. You said it yourself.
Yeah, and I might be. I hope it's not true. I stayed till the end of the game with you, and we won.
Yeah.
I did not watch the Twins game live yesterday. I still watched
it. Okay, so that's
fair. You're not the curse, then, if you didn't watch it live.
No, but I watched it after. Yeah.
It's me.
It is Wes.
Yes!
Because where I was in Wisconsin driving, I was getting both the Brewers and the Twins. And I was like, I probably should listen to more Twins because I should know more of what's going on with the Twins. And not care anymore about the Brewers.
Yeah.
So I was flipping back and forth, and I should have just stuck with the Brewers because, well, they got their butts pounded too. But
have you watched any of the Timberwolves?
Yeah. Remember, I texted you guys when Pidge didn't respond that Friday night, and I watched, and they won that game because that was part of the sweep.
That was. Okay. I just need you to watch less. Like one game per series.
Yeah.
But I'm good luck for the Timberwolves.
Was that game one?
No, it was game three. It was the first game in
Phoenix. Okay, so watch game three every series.
So watch game three. Do not watch game two tonight.
I'm going to try tonight.
But you won't. You can't go to sleep.
No, why would you?
It's 9 o'clock. Why do you hate us?
Because I'm up at 9. I'm always just up scrolling the TV looking for things to do because I just can't go to sleep at 7 o'clock at night ever.
Do you see how hard up we are for playoff wins?
I know.
We're hard up. Don't screw this up for us. Did you think
for 1 second, 1 millisecond, that I was actually going to be up tonight at 9 o'clock watching a basketball game?
I could see you getting joy out of my misery.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. Not at the expense of the Timberwolves.
Or your sleep.
Or my sleep.
No, not at all. I will say, though, if they win that game tonight, wow.
Oh my gosh,
2-0
please.
Coming home.
Come on.
Oh boy.
Be amazing.
I called in seven, Timberwolves in seven. But
I hope you're wrong. I hope it's way less than that. I hope if they win tonight, man, I would not want to go back to Denver. Not even a little bit.
Mm-mm.
All right. Now, speaking of your misery, your nephew gets a kick out of whooping your behind in games and then watching you get angry and suffer.
And he's going to say something about this because he just gets, he like loves poking the bear.
But the bear is fun to poke.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty even keel, right? I try to stay mellow. I do pop off once in a while. That sounded dirty, but it wasn't meant to be.
Only every now and then.
He'll only pick games that he knows I'm going to suck at. So I'm terrible at like Call of Duty or the games where you're running around trying to like. And so he'll play one versus one, me versus him.
Ugh.
And I'm like, he picked like one that's like 20 years old. And I'm like, and he goes, you should have a better advantage. This is in your heyday. And I'm like, I didn't play this game. And so all the game was me walking around going, is that you? Boom, dead. Roman, is that you? Boom, dead. Roman, is that you? Boom, dead. Grenade, boom, dead. Then he starts dancing on my body. I don't care about losing, but he just kept, and I go, and so I'd sit there and I'd be like, okay, well, cool. Okay, I'll find you so you can kill me again. This would be quick and easy. And he'll go, well, are you not having fun? What are you doing? And I'm like, no, what is fun about this? If I played a game that you wanted to play and you whooped, or I whooped your butt, you wouldn't have any fun. And it happened in Madden, and he brought it up. I beat him like 93-7 in Madden, and everything that could have gone wrong for him did go wrong. And the whole time, he is exactly like me. Sat there going,
pouties.
Exactly.
I think that was the very last time I played video games with my sons. My youngest was like 7, and I played him in NCAA football. And I used like University of Hawaii against, and he had Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And I beat him like 45-0. And he was so mad at me, he refused to ever play video games. To this day, he's 17 years old, refuses to play any video game with me. Because he's still so mad about that. Because he's like, Dad, you wouldn't stop heckling me the whole time. I was 7 years old, he was crying. And I was like, suck it up, Buttercup, and I'd score on him again.
Oh, seven?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, you could have maybe waited.
No, you know what? Win the game. I play horse with them when they were little. I beat them because, you know what? I'm taller. This is part of life.
Oh, man. Whoa. This got weird.
Why is it weird?
This guy, because you were standing over a seven-year-old going, eat, bleed, mother effer.
Yeah. Then I'd bring in wild animals and have them eat each other and say, you know what? This is life, kids. You need to learn how to lose.
Circle.
You're losers.
You're like the liver king of video games.
I mean, at what age do you stop letting your kids win?
I mean,
They
can walk.
Did you hear him yelling?
If they could walk, I was beating them. A race, a foot race when they were two, barely could run. I'm like, I'm still going to win.
You were like the David Goggins of parenting.
Yes.
But they beat your butt now, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't. Yeah. Do, yeah.
Yep. But they don't want to play with him because he was always
true.
Mean.
Yeah.
Wow. What were you going to say, Pidge, about
I love Roman so much. But didn't he also delete a game out of anger? Like completely delete a game this weekend out of anger?
He also re-downloaded it and we played it when you left. But we were playing this game and we won't go into boring details. He tried to do something in the game. It didn't work. And he goes, this is dumb. And we quit. He goes, I don't want to play anymore. Can we quit? And I go, sure, okay. And also they look and he goes, boop, 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 delete, gone. I'm like,
yeah, so he didn't just quit the game. He
deleted it.
Deleted it.
And we were winning.
Poor sport.
We were winning. It wasn't poor sportsmanship. Oh. We were winning, but something didn't go his way. And he went, done, delete it. He also listens to this podcast daily, so he's going to be very upset.
Well, you are a poor sport, too. Like you said, you're kind of the same. You get over it really quickly.
Yeah.
I've never played a game with him, so I don't know how quickly he gets over it.
Yeah, I get over it quickly. He does, too, but he is somebody where, like, I'll get vocal. Like, you know, when Crystal comes out, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know that girl.
He shuts down. He will, like, if you're beating him or if it's, like, a game and you're up, like, 63-0, he'll just sit there.
What about...
And just silence.
We had thrown it out that we were going to start playing pickleball as a group.
Yeah.
Is there going to be anger on that? Because if I lose, I'm just telling you guys right now, you're going to see a whole side of me that you don't like.
You're going to lose, for sure, to me, at least.
There's
unless
a side
we're
that we like
team.
So far?
No, I mean, you'll like it even less than you already dislike me now.
I love you.
I will probably throw my paddle at you.
That's fine. I'm going to destroy
it.
I
have the teeth thing.
At Pidge, because he's already talking smack. I'm not going to throw it at you or
I'll
Dez.
Have to be on Wes's team, though, because I can't handle. It's
wait
not a, matter
a second.
Of that.
You guys are going to kill us.
No.
What, Dez?
Don't you think?
Oh, right
hell
now.
No. Are you kidding me?
You're lines have been drawn.
No, the reason
lines
is.
Lines have been drawn.
The reason is because, Pidge, you're the only. I've never played before. You're the only sporty one here.
I've never played before either.
I've never played before.
You think you're going to beat me?
I will beat you. I will.
You know, I qualified in the top 20 in the world, right?
Okay.
I was
going
to go. Yes, I was going to go to
Dude,
Daytona.
That's my pickleball partner.
I was going to go to Daytona and compete in the
okay,
world championships.
You're a loser.
I made
you're a loser.
I made all of that up. None of that was real. But
oh,
now you're
saying. Okay, I was like, all right, guys, let's find some new friends. Yes.
I was like, holy crap, I'm so excited. I have a top 20 pickleballer.
And I was like,
Pidge is like, nerd.
Nerd alert. I mean, though, pickleball's 2 hours.
He's like, we're done.
He's like Roman playing games. We're done. You made fun of my fake pickleballing.
After Hours.